The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
We're Exchange Bank, your hometown community bank. We take pride in remaining a locally owned bank, keeping current with technology while maintaining our old-fashioned values. We still make our loan decisions locally. For your next car or mortgage loan, come visit one of our knowledgeable officers. You'll see we offer some of the best rates available. Stop in and see us. We can help you achieve your goals. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting set for Class 2A Substate basketball action in the JC at Substate. Game one of two is it's Thursday night. 2A, that means it's girls basketball. And first game of the night, it'll be Riverside and Pleasant Ridge. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back in the studios at KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Tom Calcutta here courtside, the public address announcer, introducing the starters to the crowd. Let's get into it. First of all, for Pleasant Ridge, the Lady Rams coming into the ballgame, the number four seed in the sub-state. They're 15-6 under head coach Laurie Gann, co-assistants Gabe Younger, and James Murphy. Lady Rams are going to be starting senior Maddie Heim. Bella Major, she's a junior. Seniors Mia Ernson and Kelsey Coe, and another senior, Ava Potter. For the Lady Cyclones of Riverside, they are the number one seed in the sub-state. They come in at 19-2. And under head coach Craig Burns, his assistants, Holly Donson and Bruce Starks, Riverside is going to be starting Abigail O'Grady and Trinity Jackson, Taylor Weiser, Ella Whistler, and Nyla Duncan. This is a young team. O'Grady and Weiser are seniors. Jackson, Whistler, Duncan, all are sophomores. Really nice crowd on hand. The teams for game two, which we're going to be having here on K-Radio, coming up after this one, are already on hand, and they've taken their spots to the bleachers on opposite corners of the gymnasium. As it'll be JCN and Mar Hillound Academy in game two tonight, which is going to be a pairing of the numbers two and three seeds in this sub-state. Riverside, how about this? They have played Pleasant Ridge one time this season, way back on the 19th of January. They were up in Wathena, and it was Riverside taking a 56-32 win in that one. Pleasant Ridge, though, has gone on to have a really, really strong season in the NEKL. Of course, Riverside, a big 17. Coming into the center circle to jump it off. We're set to go. It'll be Potter and Weiser. The ball is up. The tip is away. It'll be controlled down by Riverside. And we are underway. Cyclones, the home team tonight. We're in the home whites with that North Carolina blue lettering and trim. For the Rams, it's very Michigan-esque with the navy and gold with white. Here's a pass over to the right side. It's going to be stolen by Pleasant Ridge, Maddie Heim. Heim's going to steal the ball on that cross-court pass and bring it into the forecourt. Before they can get a shot away, Riverside has their first turnover of the game, and we're half a minute in. Going to have you along with us here on K-Radio 9. Just a busy, busy week. Going to be back down here tomorrow night for the guys' semifinals, and then Saturday, Lady Ravens and the championship games of this 2A sub-state. Around to the right side, a set shot. It's three, rimmed out, no good. Rebound, tip some more. It's going to be saved by Pleasant Ridge. Rams are going to keep it alive. Back at the way of the basketball is going to be Mandy Hine. Swings it out between the circles to Bella. Major changes hands, dribbles over to the left side, feeds into the lane on the court one time, falling away. The shot is up and off the window and good. And Pleasant Ridge with the shot of Ava Potter brings out on top 2-0. 6:50 to go in quarter number one. Flying down court. Here's a quick three. Riverside, boom! Knocking it down for the left elbow. Abigail O'Grady. And as quickly as that, Riverside has taken a lead. 6:40 to go in the first. Rams going from left to right across your dial here in the first half. And they're being patient, bringing the ball out on top. Swing it back over to the left side. A little player defense employed by Riverside. Here's the feed to the free throw line, the kick back, the bump down low, straight away on top, and the three sets the other off the glass and good. How about that? You'll take it anyway. It goes in. Bella Major hitting a three. And it is 5-3. Well, Pleasant Ridge. We are 2 minutes in. Here's Nyla coming up the floor with the basketball. Riverside's Nyla Duncan works her way around to the left side. Now we'll cut into the lane. Skip pass over to the left block. No room there. Comes back out on top. Little head fake and near travel. No whistle. Baseline three. Airborne too strong. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be taken away by Ridge. Ava Potter. A good aggressive rebound. Kicks it over to Bella Major. Major into the fourth quarter. Back up with it will come the Rams. Leading it by a pair. 5.5 to go in quarter number one. Back over to the right side. They'll work their way down toward the baseline. Little skip pass comes out to the elbow. Handled up there by Major. They work all the way around the perimeter. Now here's your entry pass underneath the goal. Falling away. Two more for Ava Potter. It is a 7-3 lead for Pleasant Ridge. With 5:15 to go in the first. They feed underneath to Weiser. She's doubled up inside. Brings it back out on top. And Riverside will work their offense. There's no question. Everybody knows Taylor Weiser. Easily the tallest player out there. Very athletic. Now she goes up with a shot. It doesn't go in. And on the rebound, we're going to get a bump and a ram foul. The whistle will be on Maddie Heim. It'll be her first foul of the game by either team, coming just inside 5 minutes of play in the opening quarter. Long pass out on top. It's going to be taken down by Nyla. Duncan, look away, pass right side. The jumper short. And rebound underneath by Pleasant Ridge. Mia Ernst comes down with it. Baseball pass up the floor. Right side of the lane. Falling away. Two more for Ava Potter. She's got a half a dozen. And it is a 9-3 lead for Pleasant Ridge. And on the upcourt play, we get a whistle and we get a foul. Good aggressive play pursuing the basketball. But it results in foul number one for Lady Rams' Bella Major. And Pleasant Ridge will have team foul two. None yet for Riverside. Here's a three right side. Knocking it down at Trinity Jackson. So for Pleasant Ridge, a lot of points coming from underneath the goal. Riverside has got their 6 points on two long threes. 9-6 Ridge. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. Game moving along briskly. Holding up the dribble. Looking for some help. Needing some help. Comes out near the center circle. Pleasant Ridge will get it in the hands of Major. She'll start right, drive left, dumps it over to the wing. Near travel, stepping in, back on top, squaring up, going three. This time it's wide right, and a rebound is going to be cleared down by O'Grady. Here comes Riverside. Quick pass over to the left side to Taylor Weiser. She will accelerate down to the baseline. We're going to get a blocking foul. Taylor Weiser took the ball just inside the three-point ring on the left side. Started her dribble, goes in strong. The official is coming over to let us know that the foul is going to be the second on Bella Major. And for Pleasant Ridge, they're going to give it on Mia Ernst. So for Pleasant Ridge, that's better. At least you don't have two fouls on one player. They've got one foul on each of three. Taylor Weiser's first of two free throws will not roll in. She's got one more coming up. 3:49 to go in the opening quarter. Weiser's second one is in, and she's on the board tonight. It is 9-7, Pleasant Ridge, 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Great crowd has made its way in already for game one, and you can be very certain that for game two, the crowd will be bigger. And now we're going to get a travel call here on the near side. That's a tough break, and I will tell you, I didn't see it, but the official with perfect position must have detected a little movement of the foot. Pleasant Ridge will turn it over. Back up, it will come Riverside down a pair. 3:27 to go in the opening quarter. Long cross court pass over to the right side. There was a travel. No whistle. Driving in. Falling away. The shot high up off the window, but no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Rams. Ernson coming up with the basketball and quickly into the forecourt. Maddie Hine. Hine will drive all the way into the lane. Hero steps her way in. The shot goes up and she gets fouled and will come to the line for two. This foul is going to be on Tingler Weiser. And Tingler picks up Riverside's first foul this evening at 3:12 to go in the first. Free throw, good. So, Maddie Hine collects her first point. One more shot coming up, and that one kicks over wide to the right side. Rebound, Ridge, or rather, rebound, Riverside. 10-7, Pleasant Ridge. And now we're going to get a travel on the right side by Riverside's Trinity Jackson. Same official that called that. One on the near side with a very slight movement. Apparently saw something similar on the far side. And back up with the Wacom Pleasant Ridge. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is a 10-7. Pleasant Ridge lead over Riverside. Baseline left. Little jump shot from there is too strong. Weiser comes down with the rebound and she'll push it up the floor herself. Dish it over to the left side to Jackson. Trinity's runner hits the side of the backboard. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. All the way to the free throw line, back over to the right, cutting across the lane, and triple team defense. Now the shot goes up and misses. The rebound is going to result in a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to Pleasant Ridge. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Rams with the basketball leading it by three. Baseline three, up and in from the right corner. The three-point shot, Bella Major. It is her second three of the game. 12-7 now. 2:20 to play in the first. Nyla Duncan passes in the middle to Ella Whistler. We haven't seen Ella get her hands on the ball a lot yet in this game. Here's Wisey with it way back out on top. Back over to Duncan. 2 minutes to play, opening quarter. It's a lob to the baseline right. Batted around. It's going to be safe underneath by Riverside. And the shot goes up and we're going to get a Ram foul. Couple of defenders down there. The foul is going to be on Maddie Heim. And Maddie will have her second foul. It'll be Pleasant Ridge team foul four of the opening quarter. Free throws coming up here for the Lady Cyclones. First one just a little wide right for Ella Whistler. Emma Murphy and Josie Sloan will rotate in for head coach Dan and Pleasant Ridge. Second free throw coming up for Ella, and it rolls around, and it goes in. So it is 12-8. Lady Rams inside 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Class 2A substate basketball. It's batted around, it's loose on the floor, and there is a collision, and we are going to have a foul. Let's see against whom. Are we getting a timeout by Riverside? And the officials having a powwow. They're a little confused because that is going to be the fifth foul. They called the foul, but then they did not identify the potential shooter. And they're going to utilize this full timeout to see if they cannot establish who should be coming to the free throw line. And we're going to take the timeout. Joseph, the break with a 1:50 to go in the opening quarter of this 2A sub-state semifinal. It is Pleasant Ridge 13 and Riverside 8.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, the official's still trying to determine who's coming to the free throw line. It's going to be Trinity Jackson coming up there. Abigail O'Grady wanted to take the shots, but she goes, no, it's going to be Trinity, and she puts the first one right in. In case I didn't let you know earlier, I need to make sure that you're aware that tonight's game is being brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of Care Radio and the KSHSAA. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound is going to be taken down by Pleasant Ridge, and they'll bring it down the court, coming in on offense with a minute and a half to play in the first quarter, leading at 13-9. And we get a turnover by Pleasant Ridge. Rams in front. We're down to the minute and a half mark of the first quarter. Here comes Nyla Duncan up the floor. Nyla switches over to the right hand, pulls up her dribble, swings it over to O'Grady, deep on the left elbow, back out on top, Jackson. They'll go to the free throw line, cross-court again to the right side, O'Grady feeds underneath, Weiser off the block, bounces across the lane, the shot from underneath is up, it's no good. Rebound is going to be saved down and followed up and missed again. This time it's going to be tipped away, and Pleasant Ridge will clear it away with Ava Potter getting the rebound. 1 minute to go in the first. Coming down, Bunny Hopshot is up, rims out, won't go, rebound. Pleasant Ridge, and now wait, we have a foul underneath the goal, and as the official weaves out to the players, let's see what it is. A whistle and a foul is going to be on Riverside's Abigail O'Grady. So O'Grady picking up her first foul of the game, and Pleasant Ridge is going to bring it back into their offensive end. Inside a minute to go in the first quarter. Riverside stays with a little player defense. The lob underneath into the lane, and the pass is going to be too tall. Potter could not reach it, and up with it will come Duncan. She'll drive all the way down the lane. The shot is up, does not go in, and rebounded down underneath by Ava Potter. She's having a huge start to this game tonight. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Ridge back into the forecourt with it very near the center circle. A pass to the left side over there to Josie Sloan. Sloan will drive it down side of the lane, brings it back out on top. Major. Left side again, Sloan. They want to lob it inside. They're looking for either Murphy or Potter. They're bringing it to Potter this time. More out on the wing. 10 seconds to go in the first. 8. Rams are going to get one underway pretty soon. 5. 4. Here's the shot for 3 from the left. It's going to be off the mark, and the first quarter's in the book. We're taking a break. Timeout on the floor. Quarter number 1. The score here in Winchester, Kansas. The Pleasant Ridge Lady Rams, 13, Riverside 9.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Welcome back here to Winchester, Kansas, the campus of Jefferson County North High School, and the site of this Class 2A substate. After the opening quarter, it is a 13-9 lead. Pleasant Ridge in front of Riverside. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph's our producer and engineer tonight. Tom Cow to the court side. Riverside led in scoring by Trinity Jackson with 4. Abigail O'Grady with 3, and 1 each for Taylor Weiser and Ella Whistler. For Pleasant Ridge, it's been the inside-outside combination. Ava Potter, 6 points on 3 twos. Bella Major, 6 points on 2 threes. Maddie Heim knocking in the odd point on a free throw. Possession goes to Riverside to begin the second quarter, and with that, we are back underway. Don't forget, we've got game 2 coming up right after this one, pitting the host team, JCN, against Moore Hillmount Academy. Now here's a shot up from the right side. It's going to be rejected by Pleasant Ridge. Rams coming up the floor, stopping it on the wing, in a little trouble with the basketball. It's loose on the floor, still running around. Ridge is going to be able to pick it back up. Drive first to the left side, then to the right. Little travel, skip pass comes out on top. No whistle. Here's Kelsey Coe. Feeds underneath. They'll dribble it off on top. Set shot, 3. On its way off the rim. High bounce, no good. And they're going to say it bounced high. See, we saw this in Valley Falls the other night. Same official made that call that it went up above the backboard, but it never went over the backboard. Nonetheless, he's going to stop play and award the basketball to Riverside. We're a minute into the second quarter. No second quarter points yet for either team. Here come the Lady Cyclones. They'll feed it over to the right side. A little miscommunication, but good hustle by Kerman Baldwin to save that. Here's Nyla for three. Nope. Rebound. Grant. Up the court it comes. Quickly down the right side. In and up and two for Pleasant Ridge's Bella Major. 15-9 Ridge. Riverside, Abigail O'Grady. Hello, Doc Nyla. Duncan goes back, O'Grady, skipping it underneath. Here's a turnout shot, blocked out of the hands of Weiser. She gets the board back, shoots it across the rim, and they're going to say on the second shot, she's been fouled. It'll be on Pleasant Ridge's Ava Potter, her first, and the first second quarter foul by either team. Coming to the free throw line for Riverside, it'll be Taylor Weiser. She's got 1 point. She's one of two at the free throw line, and the first one does not go in. She is now one of three. Long, hard look at it. Second one is in. So Taylor Weiser has her second point of the game. It is now a 15-10 lead for Pleasant Ridge, and up forward with the basketball, they're going to come. It's in the hands of Bella. Major stops very near the center circle, dumps it over to the right side. Kelsey Coe. Back out on top to Potter. They'll swing it around to the right side. Six to go in the first half. Coe comes back off on top to Murphy. Riverside has had a little change of tactics. They've gone to a 2-3 zone now. 5:50 to play here in the first half. Rams have it on the right side, working against Weiser. No shot taken. They'll bring it back out on top, driving in, changing hands. Weiser rejects that shot, comes out with the basketball herself. She's going to take care of it, goes coast to coast, pulls up, and then doesn't take the shot. Here's a three by Nyla. Is it good three? It's three. Very close to the line. Nyla Duncan's credited with a three-point shot. And the Riverside fans, who, if you can't tell, are seated all around me here. They've been waiting for their team to have something good happen. And that three right there was that. And it's gotten Riverside back within a pair. And we've got a long cross-court pass that is going to be out of bounds. Rams are going to turn it over. 5 minutes to go in the half. Opportunity here for Riverside to take a lead. They're down by a pair. Duncan will swing it off on top to O'Grady. Rams in a little box and one defense right now. Turnaround shot. Nope. Rebound. Ridge. They bring it up the floor. Not fast. They're not just like walking it up, but they're not exactly sprinting up the floor either. They'll set the offense way up on top. Going to go to Major. 4.5 to go in the first half. And Pleasant Ridge has actually extended the floor a little bit. They've sprinted out, backed it away. Now to cut into the baseline, the dish across, and there's your travel. Stumbling forward a little bit as she goes into the lane. Major is going to be whistled for a travel, and we're going to get a Rams timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with head coach Laurie Gann and Pleasant Ridge at 4:24 to go in the half here in Winchester. Your score, Pleasant Ridge 15, Riverside 13.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Great to have you along with us here on Care Radio this evening. Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Couch with you here, and at 4:24 to go in the opening half of game one. It is a number four seed, Pleasant Ridge, leading number one seed Riverside, 15-13. But here come the Cyclones. They'll bring it up court. Kick it over to the right side. It's going to be Baldwin with it. Pass out on top to O'Grady. Back to Baldwin. The pass in the middle. Batted away and knocked away by the Rams. Pleasant Ridge is going to steal it. Mia Ernston ends up with a basketball and up for Maddie Heim. They'll dump it over to the left side to Kelsey. Cove kicks it back off on top. Again, we're going to see Riverside sticking with that zone defense. They have moved Weiser from the 5 to the 4 on this defense. Pass out on top. Rams getting really patient now, leading it by a pair. Not taking any kind of high-risk shots, not forcing the ball into a lot of traffic, just working it from side to side, basically from corner to corner. Now the entry pass underneath, and it was a great plan, and it had developed nicely, but the pass was just a little errant out of the reach of Ava Potter. Goes out of bounds, and Riverside is going to have it back in from deep in the backcourt. After a brief stint in the ballgame, Kerman Baldwin will check out for Riverside, and Abigail O'Grady, the starting point guard, comes back in. 3:20 to go in the half. 15-13. Pleasant Ridge out front. Skip pass right side. Stolen by Ridge. Ava Potter anticipates the pass, gets in front of it, rams back up the floor, leading it by a pair. Pass comes right side. You can hear those Riverside fans. They love their team. Riverside coming into the game today at 19-2. And we're going to get another traveling violation by Pleasant Ridge. Again, the first time, the only time these two teams have met already this season, on the 19th of January in Wafine, it was a 56-32 Riverside win. Pretty substantial. And now we're going to get a travel on the left side as trying to drive into the middle. Ella Whistler gets going before she gets the ball on the floor, and we're going to bring her back the other way. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. We saw a little scoring in the opening quarter. We haven't seen much here in the second. With 2:40 to go in the second quarter, there's been hardly any points scored. Rams will bring it out on top. Pleasant Ridge has 2 second quarter points. And now they're going to be driven down to the baseline, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Foul is going to be on O'Grady. I have her now for 2. So Pleasant Ridge with 2 second quarter points. Riverside has only 4 in the second quarter. A 3-point shot by Duncan and a Taylor Weiser free throw. Here's a 3 on its way. Won't go for Kelsey Coe. And the rebound cleared down by Nyla Duncan. 2:20 to go in the opening half. Duncan coast to coast. Running shot. Wide left on a foul to the Rams. Nyla will come to the free throw line. 2:18 to go in the first half. That is going to be the first foul on Kelsey Coe. And the first free throw is up and good for Nyla Duncan. Nyla is tied for team scoring honors for Riverside. And we're going to get O'Grady checking out of the game for Riverside. And back into the lineup will come Carmen Baldwin because O'Grady picking up that second foul. Certainly Coach Burns doesn't want to see her get a third. Second free throw is up. No good. Rebounding it down. Pleasant Ridge with the board. Bella Major. Outlets down the floor. Right side Mia. Ernston will get it down into the corner where it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Back once again, it'll come to the Lady Rams. 2 minutes left in the first quarter, or in the first half. 2 minutes left in the opening half. It is a 15-14 ball game. Pleasant Ridge is led by as many as 6. Riverside has led by as many as 1. We had a 1. Time lead at 3-2 right out of the gate. Rams with it. Coe has it topside. Keeps the dribble alive. Dumps it over to the right. Back toward the top. To the baseline. Batted away. Saved. Rams with the ball. Back to the top. Back to the right. Spinning it over to the left. Taken there by Heim. Between the circles to Major. Rams couldn't be more patient. With a minute and a half to go in the half. Driving in, time shot, rolls in, they wave it off and say a foul occurring on the floor prior to the shot. That's going to be on Carmen Baldwin. So Carmen will have her first foul, and team fouls are even at 2 apiece in the second quarter with less than a minute and a half to go before halftime. The ball in the baseline, uncontested three, does not drop. And we've got a Cyclone rebound. Another opportunity for Riverside to take a lead. And still, Pleasant Ridge has only 2 second quarter points. Here's a three for the lead, and it's in. Trinity Jackson, second three of the game. Now 17-15. With a minute five to go in the half, Riverside has finally gone in front. The jumper for a long two. No. Rebound underneath to Taylor Weiser. Outlet up the floor. Down the left side, Baldwin. She will stop and she will travel. It'll be Ram basketball from deep in the backcourt. 50 seconds to go before intermission. Game one of two tonight. The JCN Class 2A Substate. Thursday night this year, it is the girls playing Thursday. Guys will be playing tomorrow, and we'll be back here with them for that. Ball's going to be knocked away and saved. Rams have it. Driving to the free throw line. The dish to the baseline left. Over to the wing. Stepping inside the circle. Going up with a shot in traffic. And there's the foul she was looking for. As Maddie Himes spills to the floor, she's able to draw the first foul of the night on Ella Whistler. And come to the free throw line. Heim, with 1 point, is one of two at the line, and that first one won't go in. Still, with a half a minute to go in the second quarter, Pleasant Ridge has 2 second quarter points. This free throw, not close. Long rebound, Riverside. Here come the Rams, and they're going to give it to Taylor Weiser. She's just going to bring it up the floor herself. Swings it over to the left side. Gets it there to Trinity Jackson. Back to Nyla. Now we got players on the floor waiting for the basketball, and that's an offensive foul on Taylor Weiser. And an excellent job of setting up by Bella Major. She took a little punishment as Weiser crashed into her. Both of them fell to the ground, and that'll be Taylor Weiser's second foul tonight. Rams with a basketball and an opportunity at the final shot of the opening half. 13 seconds and rolling. Over to the right side with 10. The lob underneath, and Weiser's going to steal it with 7. Going to have to hurry. Into the forecourt at 5. Weiser works to the left side with 3. Has it stolen away. Up the court with 1. And they will not get the shot off at halftime. This has been up and down and back and forth, and it is close as the teams head for the locker room. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Going to the break. It's Riverside 17, Pleasant Ridge 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
So the two teams for game two are out of the court warming up here at halftime, but the matter at hand is a really good one in game one between the number one seed Riverside and the number four seed Pleasant Ridge. Riverside has come from behind to take a 17-15 lead at halftime. Recapping the scoring for you, for Pleasant Ridge, 8 points by Bella Major paces the way. Ava Potter has 6. The other point belongs to Maddie Hyman. For Riverside, it's Trinity Jackson with 7. Blazing the trail. Nyla Duncan, 4-3 for Abigail O'Grady. Taylor Weiser with 2 on a couple of free throws. She's 2-4 at the free throw line. And Ella Whistler has 1. Little foul trouble, nothing serious. Riverside, 2 players with a couple. Pleasant Ridge, 2 players with a couple. Nobody else with more than one. Again, game two coming up. It'll be Morehill Mount Academy and JCN. Stay with us for that. Should be a good one. But first, we're going to take a break and come back with the second half of game one here on Care Radio. It's a two-point contest at the break. We'll be back. But right now, with that intermission score, Riverside 17, Pleasant Ridge 15. Here we go to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio for a leap year halftime.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tums, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for Substate Basketball from JCN. We will be returning to Tom Couts at the court in just a couple of minutes for the Pleasant Ridge Riverside game. Taking a look around the Care Country sports schedule. Tomorrow, we've got Substate Basketball with games at 6 and 7:30. We also will have the scoreboard show following, running till about 11 p.m. The scoreboard show is where we discuss the local happenings in that evening's scores, and it should be the final one of the season. Saturday, we'll have Substate Basketball Championship games from JCN Substate at 5 and 6:30. We will also be covering a little bit of the game, and mainly just the scores, of the Benedictine Ravens game as the BC women will be playing against Clark in Dubuque, Iowa. Their game starts at Saturday at 4 p.m. Now, I do want to mention that we do have exciting basketball coming up next week with state basketball games starting sometime next week. Stay tuned to make sure that you get all of that coverage.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Taking a look around the area in boys basketball at the half, it is Sabetha leading Hiawatha 22-18. Frankfurt boys are leading Osborne 35-26. And in the Hanover-Lynn boys game, it's Hanover 33, Lynn 13. In this game, we've got the Riverside girls at 17 points to Pleasant Ridge ladies 15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A red flag warning continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Slight chance of rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 36. Winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 59. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 37. Tomorrow night, clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 49 degrees in Atchison right now. It feels like 43 out there with the winds out of the south, southeast at 14 miles per hour. Relative humidity 22%, the dew point 12 degrees Fahrenheit, barometric pressure falling at 30.13 inches of mercury. We'll be heading back to Tom Kautz courtside in just about a minute.
Care Country birthdays and anniversaries. Every morning on the morning show. We love reading them. We just have a couple of rules for you. Submit your birthday or anniversary by emailing careradio@gmail.com. That's careradio@gmail.com. Make sure you include the name and date. We take birthday submissions as early as 2 weeks in advance or as late as the night before. Be listening for those birthdays and anniversaries every morning around 6:55 and 7:55 on Care Country 93.7.
We're Exchange Bank, your hometown community bank. We take pride in remaining a locally owned bank, keeping current with technology while maintaining our old-fashioned values. We still make our loan decisions locally. For your next car or mortgage loan, come visit one of our knowledgeable officers. You'll see we offer some of the best rates available. Stop in and see us. We can help you achieve your goals. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And welcome back to Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting underway with the second half of tonight's first semifinal game of this Class 2A Substate. It's 17-15 going to the second half. Riverside in front of Pleasant Ridge. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, who did that great job at halftime. He's back at the studio. Tom Kautz with you here, courtside. Ridge with the basketball, and we're going to get a little double dribble in the middle, and it's going to go back to Riverside. 17-15, Lady Cyclones in front. Pleasant Ridge only able to muster 2 points in the second quarter. They had led by 6 early in the quarter, and that was as close to good as they could do. Now the feed underneath, and an easy layup for Weiser. If Riverside is able to keep that going, Ridge will be in trouble. Pleasant Ridge did a great job of limiting Taylor to only 2 points on 2 of 4 at the free throw line in the first half. It's down 19-15. The feed over to the right block, and the ball's going to be knocked away. And loose ball picked up by Riverside. Weiser's going to bring it up the floor. 6:35 to go in the third quarter. Feet over to the right side. The three-point shot. Nope. Rebound tipped out and fought for, and Riverside's going to pull it back down. Here's Nyla with it. Comes over to the right side to Trinity. Back on the top of it to go to Nyla. Left side, Abigail. O'Grady on the floor with the one time. Brings it out on top. Duncan shot. Nope, no good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. Ava Ponder coming down with the basketball, and Ridge has not scored in forever. They scored on the first possession of the second quarter and have not scored since, so it's been over 8 minutes since the Rams have put a point on the board. B-Ridge around to the right side. Yeah, they were up 15-9 and now trail 19-15, so a 10-0 run over that span by Riverside has given them this 4-point lead. Little skip pass comes out on top. Again, the Rams have really taken the air out of the basketball. They have slowed this thing down and down, and now we're going to get a foul as driving into the middle, Maddie Heim is going to be fouled by Abigail O'Grady. For Riverside, that's a bit of a problem because now you got your point guard collecting her third foul of the game. First player on either team to have picked up three. It'll be Ram basketball coming into their offensive end. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Still 19-15. Riverside in front. Riverside sticking with that zone. They're a little 2-3 zone now, and they've shifted Weiser back into the middle at the 5 spot in that zone. Driving left, cutting right, pulling up, 13-foot jumper, and there's a bucket and a plus one. And the Rams are back on the board. Count the bucket, and that is huge. That is a fourth foul on Abigail O'Grady. They did not get her out of the game very quickly after picking up the second, and in that brief period of time from picking up her third to then picking up her fourth foul, now she's going to check out at 5:15 to go in the third. The free throw, perfect. And completing the conventional three-point play, Maddie Heim. It's 19-18, a one-point lead for the Cyclones. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nyla Duncan over to the right side. They'll feed underneath to Weiser. She horses it up. Gets it and plus one for Weiser. Count the buckets. And the Pleasant Ridge foul is going to be on Mia Ernzen. It is her second foul of the game. No Pleasant Ridge player with more than two fouls. Taylor coming to the line. She's 2 of 4 at the line tonight. Make her 2 out of 5. And the rebound cleared away off the missed shot by Pleasant Ridge. It is 21-18. Rams with the basketball way up top side. They'll hand it back out on top to Kelsey. Cole lays it back on top to Heim. And again, we've got the Rams really opening it up, spreading the floor. Feet over to the left lock, cutting into the lane. The dish on top. The open threes off the window, no good. Rebound underneath, and we get a reach in. We get a foul, and it's going to be on Riverside. The foul is on Ella Whistler, and it'll be her second and team foul 3 for Riverside. With still a long way to go in this third quarter, 4:32 left. Inbound comes out on top to Coe. They'll work it around to the right side to O'Grady, and over goes to Baldwin. Back out on top, O'Grady, over to the free throw line. Now driving in, spinning and twisting. Pass back over to the right side. 4:15 to go. Plenty of time. Here's a three-point shot. Drained it. Three-point shot by Bella Major. Her third three today. And we're tied at 21. Midpoint of quarter number 3. From the top, all alone. Set shot 3, no good. Rebound. Fought for. Tipped out by Duncan. Taken down by Weiser. Cross court to the left side. Trinity Jackson has it down in the corner. Comes back out on top to Duncan. Nyla, a little forearm to lead. The shot from the right for 3 is good. And the Riverside fans back on their feet again as Hallie Suter has come in off the bench to collect her first point of the game. Suter's not 100%. You can see her, she was warming up, having some ankle trouble. She, I don't know, must have gotten that twisted or tweaked a little bit in the recent past, and she's not quite 100%. Rams for 3, that's way too strong. And a rebound going to be pulled back down by Riverside. They'll outlet quickly into the forecourt. Trinity Jackson, right side, goes 3. New rebound, Rams. It is 24-21. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Running in, the shot up and off the window, but no good. Rebounding it back down, Riverside. Duncan kicks it over to the right side, quickly to Trinity Jackson. Logs it on top to Whistler. And we get a little contact. No foul call. The ball's going to be stolen away. Rams bringing it down. It's 2-on-2, but they're going to slow down. Feed it over to the right side. No access to the middle. Comes back off on top to Major. Bella goes over to Heim. Heim will work her way down toward the baseline. Keeps the dribble alive. Brings it back out toward the top. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Still 24-21. This is a great game. Feed back over to the left side. The pass down toward the baseline. And going to get away out of bounds. Pleasant Ridge will turn it over. Each team making a substitution. Riverside is going to bring Baldwin into the game. Pleasant Ridge is going to bring both Josie Sloan and Emma Murphy in. Nala Duncan brings it up the floor. 2:20 to go, and as she gets to midcourt, we're going to get a timeout. Riverside taking a break, and we're going to take it along with them, Joseph. 2:20 to go in the third quarter here in Winchester, Kansas. It's a great semifinal game in this girls' Class 2A. Riverside, 24. Pleasant Ridge, 21.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester. Glad you're with us tonight. And you picked a good one here in this game one. We're going to have another great one in game two, but right now it's a three-point contest, Riverside and Pleasant Ridge. Riverside putting the ball in play. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Riverside background to the right side. Duncan thought about the long two, doesn't. Goes baseline wiser. Looks it back across over to the left edge. It's going to be Baldwin with it. Out on top to Studer. Now, two players thought the pass was intended for them. Each reached out and touched it. Neither reached out and grabbed it. It's going to go out of bounds back to Pleasant Ridge. And returning to the floor for Coach Gann is going to be Bella Major. A minute 45 and running along in the third quarter. Rams up court with the basketball and walking it into the fourth quarter is going to be Maddie Heim. Heim will swing it over to the left side. Major has it way out on the wing, guarded closely by Ella Whistler. She'll come inside, go up from 14, miss the shot, rebound. Weiser pulls it down and now brings it up the court. Little look away pass over to the right side to Duncan. She will accelerate down to the baseline, kick it back into the corner. On the floor two times, looking at the rim, no shot there. Comes back off on top to Studer, all alone. It's a shot, it's a three, and it's just a little wide to the right side. It's going to go out of bounds on the fly. Come back in to Ridge. Pleasant Ridge is going to bring Josie Sloan back into the game and give Kelsey Coe a little rest. She's been out there a long, long time. And Riverside is going to get Trinity Jackson back in the game, putting the starter in for Carmen Baldwin, who did a nice job coming in off the bench. For the first time tonight, we're going to get pressure by the Cyclones on the inbound play. With a minute 11 to go in the third, Pleasant Ridge coming up court with the basketball, trailing by three at 24-21. It's a low-scoring business. Here's a runner rolling off the edge. No good. Rebound. Outlet. Down the floor. All alone. Easy layup. Good. Callie Studer has come off the bench to knock in 5 points, which happens to be exactly the lead for Riverside at 26-21. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. 45 seconds left. Little contact out on top. No foul called. Back over to the left side is going to be Heim. Now the feed and the shot. No. And another Weiser rebound. She has really dominated on the boards here in the third quarter. Pass over to the right edge. Out on top is going to be Duncan. She has an uncontested three and knocks it down. Nyla. And Nyla Duncan has her 7 points of the game. 29-21. 11 seconds to go, third quarter. Rams, baseline shot, going to be blocked away. Picked up by Ridge, or picked up rather by Riverside. The running shot is going to be off the mark at the buzzer, and we go to the fourth quarter. Riverside with the lead and the momentum. We'll be back here in Winchester after three quarters. It's Riverside 29, Pleasant Ridge 21.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
So here's kind of the deal, okay? If you really like a lot of offense and a lot of points and some up and down the court, really good offensive basketball, then you come to the wrong place. But if you like close games, hard-fought defense, and a game that's going to come down to the wire, here is the place for you to be. It's a 29-21 ball game. Pleasant Ridge has only been able to muster 2 points in the second quarter and six more in the third. But yet, they are very much a part of this game. Riverside continues to be led now by Nyla Duncan with 7, and Trinity Jackson with 7. For Pleasant Ridge, it's Bella Majors, 11, to lead all scorers in a game. Riverside is going to be putting the ball in play to begin the fourth quarter. Here we go. Nyla goes over to the right side, lobs it off on top, and we get a whistle off the basketball. And our official comes over to the scorer's table. And a foul is going to be on, is that on Josie? Yeah, it's going to be Josie Sloan picking up her first foul of the game, and it'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter by either team. Duncan DeWeiser looks into the middle, off the block. Shot is up, blocked out of bounds by Murphy. Ella Whistler went up strong, but Murphy, great position, got a good, clean block on that one and threw it out of bounds. Here's Duncan, another three. That one does not go in. Offensive rebound underneath. Suter goes back up with a follow shot, and she gets fouled. And that is going to be a second quick foul on Pleasant Ridge, Josie Sloan. Coming to the free throw line, Studer. Free throw, yeah. So Holly Studer has come in the second half, 5 in the third quarter, and these two free throws here in the fourth give her 7. That has her tied for team scoring honors, and it has provided a double-digit lead now for Riverside with 7.5 to go. The feed over to the left side. The shot from underneath is going to be rattled home, and Ava Potter's back on the board. 31-23. The feed underneath to Weiser, up and in. You get that to her on the block like that, it's just about impossible to not have her score through you. Taylor Weiser now at 8 points tonight. And we're going to get a Pleasant Ridge timeout. Taking a break with them at 7:15 to go in the game. First of two. We got one more coming up after this one. The score, Riverside 33, Pleasant Ridge 23.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. They tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Coming out of the timeout, here comes Pleasant Ridge putting the basketball and playing from deep in the backcourt. 7:15 to play in the game, and the Rams are going to pull off the upset. They're going to have a huge fourth quarter, as for the second time in the fourth, they trail by 10. They'll go into the lane, skip it over to the baseline left, back out on top, and rotate it around. First to the left, back around to the right. Murphy has it on the floor twice, kicks it back. They'll go out on top. The open three is passed up. The drive into the lane, and there's going to be the travel. So Riverside's going to bring it back up the floor. And perhaps the Cyclones have been able to weather the storm, and the Rams were so good early, but that 2 points second quarter, they're going to look at that. Here's the feed inside to Weiser. Is there a foul prior to the bucket? And it's going to be the third foul by Josie Sloan for Pleasant Ridge. Josie's picked up all three of those fouls and she's coming out of the game, all three of them here in the fourth quarter. Ball comes in. Here's Nyla. Duncan goes left. Studer goes three. Rebound slapped out. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. Outlet quickly down the left side to Ava Potter. Out on top. Three-pointer. Nope. Rebound saved by Potter, but they're going to say a toe on the baseline. Gives Riverside back the basketball. At 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game with a 10-point lead, Riverside will be putting it in play deep in the backcourt with a little pressure on the upcourt play. Not that real intense all-out full-court kind of press, but it's going to be some toe compression. Now the ball is down to Weiser. She'll put up an easy one and draw a late foul. So count the bucket. And for Pleasant Ridge, it'll be the third foul of the game for Mia Ernzen. Taylor Weiser collecting her 10th point of the game after 1 point in the first quarter, 1 point in the second quarter. She's now put her team in front 36-23 with 6:16 to go. And the Lady Rams are going to need to find some offense and probably start with this possession. Into the forecourt for the left-hand dribble, Kelsey Coe. Brings it inside the ring, back out topside, on the floor once, twice now. Just inside the free throw line, it comes out on top to Kelsey. She'll go three, can't get it. Weiser sweeps down the board, outlets it up the floor, over to the left side to Duncan. Weiser on top, kicks it over to the left side to Whistler. And again, it's going to be Nyla. Whistler goes baseline, beats her defender, and misses the point-blank layup. Here come the Rams. Up four with it. Pleasant Ridge back on offense. Kelsey goes into the lane. Kicks it back outside. Potter does not want the three. So we'll bring it out on top to Major. And Major into the lane. Little hook shot. Nope. Rebound. Riverside. 5:20 to go. Duncan down the floor. Just pulls the trigger on a three. Can't hit it. And rebound. Ava Potter back with it will come. Pleasant Ridge. Coe up the floor, guarded by Studer. Studer reaches in, and now the pass into the lane comes out on top. The three is launched, missed. Offensive rebound, shot deflected. Here comes Riverside down the floor. Studer passes right, layup good. Trinity Jackson, 38-23. And we're going to get a timeout with 4:50 to go in the game. Timeout Rams. It is Riverside 38, Pleasant Ridge 23.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Glad to have you along with us here on Care Radio this evening. And we're down to 4:50 to go in the ball game. Riverside, the number one seed in the sub-state, has put together a formidable 38-23 lead. Rams coming out of the timeout. The pass in the middle is going to be stolen. Riverside bringing it up the court. Right side, Weiser runs and shoots and misses the layup. Rams are going to rebound it back down. Here comes Pleasant Ridge down court with it. For Pleasant Ridge, they've just run out of offense. Here's a pass down low. Lots of contact. No fouls called. Rams are going to recover the basketball. And again, lots of contact and finally a foul's called. It's going to be what, the third on Weiser. Plenty of leaning and reaching going on inside the lane down here in the late going of the game. 4:20 to play. 38-23. Coe will have it. Feed to left block. Drive it across. to the baseline right. Shot is up. Not going to go, and going to go out of bounds. That's to Pleasant Ridge. Talking about, again, Pleasant Ridge just having their offense go away. 2 points in the second quarter, 6 in the third quarter, and only 2 more here in the fourth quarter. So since the end of the first, Pleasant Ridge has scored 10 points tonight. Here's a baseline jump shot, won't fall, and a rebound coming down with it, Riverside, and Hallie Studer. Studer jumps it over to the right. O'Grady, pass stolen. Here comes Bella Major. She weaves down the floor, lots of contact, knocked away from her, outlet Studer, all alone, the easy uncontested layup, and she will not hit it. Back up with it will come the Rams at 3:40 to play. Potter goes right side, all the way to the baseline, and we'll get an offensive foul. We're going to have an offensive foul on Ava Potter. That is her second. And for Pleasant Ridge, it'll be team foul 5. We're down at 3.5 minutes left in the game. Looking in, Weiser has it knocked away from her, but knocking it away, a reach-around foul on Mia Ernson. Mia picks up her fourth, but as that is going to be, team foul 6. They're over the 5 limited. They're going to get free throw shot here by Taylor. Now, Taylor Weiser does a lot of things really well, but tonight she struggled at the free throw line. She's 3 of 6 shooting free throws. I'm sure she's a much better free throw shooter than that, and that one is up and perfect. One more shot coming up for the senior. Big deep breath. Second one is airborne. It will rattle in also. 40-23, 3.5 to go. People are going to look at the score and say, wow, this is a big runaway win for Riverside. When, in fact, the final score is going to be quite deceiving. This is a 2-point game at halftime, and it was very close until the late going of the third quarter when Riverside began to and then did pull away here tonight. Here's a long 2 that's going to be up and good for Kelsey Coe. Kelsey's first points tonight. 40-25. 3 minutes left in the game. Riverside, skip pass right side, Studer. Baseline runner. It is going to be up and good. For Riverside, 11 points down for Trinity Jackson. 42-25. Rams coming back down and still a 2-3 zone. Weiser playing it at the 5. They've moved her around a little bit, and here's a baseline shot. Weiser alters the shot, comes down with a rebound, and what they do, there was an over and back. Yeah. Good call by the official on the far side. Fish on the near side was paying no attention. Fish on the far side, looking right down the lane here, could easily see that over and back call. And it's going to come back into Pleasant Ridge at midcourt. 2:25 to go. Coe, left side. Here's the 3. Too strong. Rebound saved underneath, and Rams are going to recover the basketball. Kelsey will have it. Swings it over to the left side. Again, pushes it out on top to Major. Cross court right side, Potter. They work it out on top. It's going to be Maddie Heim with it into the lane. Lobs it back over to the left. Pleasant Ridge settling down here, but it's pretty late. Here's a runner from the baseline. Up, no good. Rebound underneath, followed up and in. Oh, that was a pretty shot off the window for Ava Potter. And as she collects her 10th point of the ball game, we're going to get a Pleasant Ridge timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break. We're down to 1:48 to go in the game. It is Riverside 42, Pleasant Ridge 27.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
With a minute 48 to go in the ball game, it'll be Riverside basketball into their backcourt. And putting it in play is going to be Herman Baldwin. Riverside all the way into the forecourt, and we're at a minute and a half left. Way out on top, Kelly Studer goes to Duncan. She will drive in, bounces it behind her, comes out on top. Riverside working the perimeter. Now goes from about 18, hits it. Coach is not happy with the shot having been taken by O'Grady for her fifth point. 44-27. And the shot on the other end is going to result in an Abigail O'Grady foul. And I got her fouling out. There you go. That's her fifth. So O'Grady is going to foul out with a minute 15 to go in the night with five. And checking in for Riverside. I'm going to get a young player coming in. That's going to be Kayana Hewins. Kayana is a freshman. First free throw, it's up and in. The points for Maddie Heim is her fifth tonight. Second free throw, no good. Rebound underneath, Weiser. 44-28. And we've got 70 seconds to play. Pass batted away from Weiser. She's able to get it back out on top to Duncan. Skips it off on top. Studer with the basketball around to the right side. Stops in front of her team bench. Pushes it off on top to Whistler. 50 seconds left in the game. Riverside fans, I figured, would be on their feet by now. They are not yet. Handing the back ball back over to Duncan. And right now, Riverside just interested in running it out. We're down to 35. Studer cuts to the right side. Lobs it out on top. Weiser goes to Duncan in the center circle. Half a minute to go. They're just running your basic four-corner offense. And now reaching in, Kelsey Coe will pick up her second foul of the game. And back to the free throw line is going to come Riverside. And having come in after not playing in the first half, nursing that injury, we got Hallie Studer. 7 points, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. She's going to get a couple of more shots right here. First one, and no. We've got a fresh five coming in for Coach Laurie Gann and Pleasant Ridge. Got Taylor Heim out there and Josie Sloan with Emma Murphy's out on the floor. We're also going to get Bree DeMoranville. Second free throw is going to be good for Studer. Weiser's going to come out of the game for Riverside. And also rounding out, by the way, the five out there, Brooke Allison for Pleasant Ridge. Here come the Rams. 17 seconds left. Left side, three-point shot, Murphy rims out, no rebound, players are on the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds with 11. It'll be Ella Whistler putting it in and walking up the floor, probably doesn't even have to get it across midcourt. And that's going to do it. Your final score tonight in Game 1 of the JCN 2A Substate, Riverside 45. Pleasant Ridge, 28. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas, where final score tonight in game one, 45-28. Riverside with the win for Pleasant Ridge. Scoring recap, Bella Major with 11 and 10 for Ava Potter. It falls then to 5 for Maddie Hyman, Kelsey Coe with the other two. For Riverside, a couple of players in double-figure scoring. Taylor Weiser, 13, Trinity Jackson, 11. 8 of the ball game for Hallie Studer. Anna Duncan with 7. It was a 5-point game for Abigail O'Grady and Ella Whistler. Knocked in one. Your Union State Bank player of the game, I'm going with Ava Potter for Pleasant Ridge. And here's why. She took her team in early going the ball game in the opening quarter and through the first half. Led them scoring, led them rebounding. And it was not until the second half when Riverside had made some adjustments and changed their game a little bit before they were able to extend and put together that lead that took them to the win tonight. But again, your USB player of the game, Ava Potter. Riverside now 20-2. Going to the championship game of the Substate. We'll be here Saturday night for that. Pleasant Ridge Rams end a great season at 15-7. We're going to take a bit of a break. Coming up next, it'll be Mariah Mount Academy and JCN girls game. They're out of the court warming up. We'll be back and bring that to you live. But right now, we're going to take a brief intermission. We'll be back. Right now, though, here we go to Joseph in the CARE Radio Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.